This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 2. Fishers of People. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 5. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Do you like fishing? I do, although I often return home with an empty bucket. Unlike me, Simon Peter didn't fish for fun. His life depended on it. In this dramatic story, Peter not only catches a boatload of fish, but he is called by Jesus the Messiah to follow him. After an unsuccessful night of fishing, Simon and his crew were washing out their nets when Jesus came by. He asked if he could use their boat for speaking to the people by the lakeshore, and then later, he told the fishermen to take their boat out for a catch of fish. Simon wearily complied. He was soon overwhelmed, however, with hauling in a catch of so many fish that his nets nearly broke. Simon fell at Jesus' feet. He knew he was in the presence of the Lord, whose authority over creation was overwhelmingly clear. Simon's encounter with Jesus that day echoed the call of prophets like Moses, Isaiah, and Ezekiel, who knew they were in the presence of the living God. And, like the prophets, Simon Peter was called by the Lord to serve him. And what would that service be? Jesus told Peter that from now on, he would fish for people by drawing people around him to the love of Jesus. When we meet Jesus, the living God, we do well to fall to our knees too. Jesus calls each of us to follow him and to share in the glorious task of drawing others to his love. Pray with me. As with Peter, Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you and to share your love with others. Please give us strength, wisdom, and courage to share your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.